This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Employees at Colorado State University in Pueblo can begin returning to campus soon. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports fall classes will include face-to-face learning, online classes, and a mix of the two.
Starting July 1st, employees must enter the campus through mandatory health screening checkpoints, and everyone on campus must wear face masks. CSU Pueblo residence halls will welcome students back with social distancing and safety protocols for common spaces. The college says it's unclear what screening and check-ins may be needed in the fall as state health requirements may change. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new University of Colorado graduate degree will focus on the burgeoning outdoor recreation economy in the West. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
The Master's of Science in Outdoor Recreation Economy will be the country's first online-only interdisciplinary master's degree on the topic. In addition to studying what makes the outdoor industry tick, students will dig into public lands policy and how to create more resilient and diverse outdoor communities. Program Director Joel Harder hopes the virtual format will appeal to more non-traditional students.
And that is something that is very near to my heart about how do we create an opportunity for that not only accommodates people, but really opens up opportunities.
The first class of students will start the fall of next year, pending Colorado Department of Higher Education approval. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Coming up, some California prosecutors are calling for an end to police unions donating to the political campaigns of district attorneys who determine charges in police misconduct cases. We'll have that story in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. And coming up in 15 minutes, amid protests over racism and police brutality, Juneteenth took on an extra significance this year. Colorado communities, large and small, celebrated last Friday, including Grand Junction.
And remember that until all of us are free, none of us are free. Thank you.
The forecast is calling for showers across Colorado tonight. Thunderstorms are also possible in some areas along the Front Range. On the western slope, skies will be mostly clear overnight. This is CPR News.